Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We've got lots of time to discuss your questions and comments. You can enter the doctor's office this weekend by calling 877-726-8255. Have a conversation with yours truly. And we get lots to talk about, lots of news on the health front. Each week we put together the most important news stories about health and nutrition. Vitamins and supplements are foremost in our considerations. Also exercise and all manner of lifestyle interventions, and also high-tech medical interventions. We call that intelligent medicine, putting it all together for you. 877-726-8255, our number. Among the stories we're going to talk about, you see after a football game or a marathon, people plunging into an ice bath to cool off their overheated muscles. Well, is this beneficial? A study takes a look at it, and this has particular implications for me as an aging athlete. 877-726-8255. Also, we'll look at the benefits or lack thereof of drinking coffee. That's always in the news. Some innovative new approaches to COVID. Yeah, COVID has become an evergreen story for us, not going away. And some reassuring news about hormone replacement therapy for women. 877-726-8255. You can jot that number down. And feel free to call us this hour or next. Or even if you can't call, you can call and record a question. And we'll take some of those questions later in today's program. All right, let's start by talking about dementia. Yeah, that I know that's kind of a downer subject, but as people live longer, it becomes more likely that they will experience deterioration of cognitive function. And this is a particular concern of baby boomers because they're entering the age where memory problems may be rampant. And it's almost inevitable because statistically it's been shown that as you reach the threshold of 70, 80, 90, there's going to be some cognitive decline. Even if you don't actually have Alzheimer's disease, there's going to be some slowing in processing. There's going to be some difficulties with memory retrieval. If someone said, you're going to have to take biochemistry 1 again, as a prerequisite for medical school, I'm not sure that I'd be up for that as I approach the age of 70. I aced it when I was 20, but it's a different story now, 50 years later. So there's an interesting story about how your daily step count could relate to your dementia risk. Can you really walk away from dementia? Well, big study out of the UK, and they looked at a heck of a lot of people, thousands and thousands of individuals as part of the Biobank study. They found that there was a sweet spot for prevention of dementia. The threshold the point at which dementia risk was half was just 3,826 steps per day. And that translates roughly to 2 miles. With all these devices, the Fitbit and the Apple Watch, things that we carry around with us, even phones, you can get a pretty good step count. You know, sometimes I take a long walk. You know, I'll go to the museum, and instead of jumping on the subway to come back home, I'll walk home. And then before I get to my apartment here in Manhattan, I'll check the step count. And, sometimes it's 6,000, 8,000, 10,000, 12,000 steps, because you do a lot of walking in Manhattan when you're not taking public transportation. Actually, more so than if you're in the suburbs. In the suburbs, you just jump in the car and you go wherever you want to go. You go to the market. You go to the hardware store. Usually, you don't traverse long distances unless you do so deliberately to take in the beautiful scenery. So it turns out that the point at which dementia risk was half of the maximum reduction was 3,826 steps per day, which roughly translates to around 2 miles. And cadence also mattered because a higher step intensity had the greatest impact on reducing dementia. There was a 62% reduction versus a 50% risk reduction if you did it slowly. The point at which there were not necessarily diminishing returns, but a point at which the benefits plateaued was fortunately 10,000 steps per day, just shy of 10,000 steps per day. So the much vaunted 10,000 steps per day may get you some additional benefits, but beyond that, the benefits don't increase that much. The cadence in question, that was the brisk cadence, that was 112 steps per minute. And so you can strive for a fast walk to make it even better for you in terms of preventing loss of brain function. And it has to do with circulation. It has to do with optimization of blood pressure, optimization of weight certainly figures into this, but also something called brain-derived growth factor, BDNF, which is literally a miracle grow for your neurons, your brain cells. And that is generated reliably by exercise. One of the few ways you can raise BDNF. I mean, so far you can't get a prescription for BDNF. It'd be nice. You go to the drugstore or the health food store and get a BDNF supplement. But no, there's unfortunately nothing that's the equivalent of exercise for generating BDNF. Also, related story, what are the best antioxidants to prevent age-related dementia? A new study takes a look at that, and they looked at a whole bunch of things in the blood. And why they looked at it in the blood is that, you know, if you ask people, well, do you take this or that or the other vitamin or, you know, what do you eat? And we can do analysis and breakdown of the vitamins that are present in certain foods, say spinach versus carrots versus bagels. You know, we can actually do a breakdown of what the nutrient content is. But people's recall is unreliable. So what they did is they checked for levels of these nutrients in the blood. Now, to do so, you know, you may say, well, I want to come to your office, Dr. Hoffman, and get checked for all these nutrients. Well, unfortunately, this is a research study, and these tests are not commercially available for all and sundry nutrients that you might find. To do this as a private person, well, it might cost thousands of dollars to run this detailed analysis to look at a whole panoply of nutrients. They looked at lycopene, alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, vitamins A, C, or E, and they found no associations between levels of these and dementia, even though these nutrients may have other benefits, but when it comes to preventing age-related dementia, no big association. What they did find, however, is that a couple of nutrients that are eye-healthy are good for the brain. And that kind of makes sense because the eyes are a sensory organ that protrudes from the brain. And in fact, they are very, the inner workings of the eye, the retina, is very similar to the brain in terms of its high energy requirements, its ability to transmit nerve impulses via the optic nerve. And therefore, it kind of makes sense that brain-healthy nutrients would be the very self-same nutrients as you find that protect the retina from macular degeneration and other degenerative conditions. So what they found was that individuals with the highest serum levels of lutein and zeaxanthin and something called beta-cryptoxanthin were less likely to have dementia decades later than their peers with lower levels of these antioxidants. course, lutein and zeaxanthin are found primarily in green leafy vegetables such as kale, spinach, broccoli, and peas. And, oh, by the way, egg yolks. Those of you who are throwing out the egg yolks and eating egg whites, well, you're making a big mistake because the nutrients that are concentrated that give it a nice yellow color are the very self-same nutrients that protect your eyes and protect your brain. Beta-cryptoxanthin, on the other hand, is found in fruits such as oranges, papaya, tangerines, and persimmons, who have sort of a orange hue. All those fruits have that in common. So what they're saying here is this is the first nationally representative study to analyze blood levels of antioxidants in relation to dementia risk. And their conclusion is that this study is an important step towards exploring the complex relationship between antioxidants and dementia, and that it suggests that we may have nutritional strategies at hand, simple nutritional strategies that we can use to protect the aging brain. I'm all for that as representative of that aging baby boomer generation. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support, Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. If you can't get through it first, keep trying, because we got lots of time this hour to have you enter the doctor's office. Okay, we're going to talk about coffee. We're going to talk about a new innovative approach to COVID. First, let's take some calls, 877-726-8255. We have some recorded questions. Let's hear one.
My regular MD recommended that I see a urologist. Since I felt that I had the feeling that I had to urinate all the time, but through her investigation and urine test, I had no infection, no yeast infection, and everything looked good. So she suggested that I see a urologist, which I did. The urologist recommended that I use and prescribed an estradiol, a vaginal cream, to use 2 times a week for about 30 days. I wanted to know your opinion. Do you suggest that I use anything else while I'm using that to safeguard against any side effects?
Okay, interesting question. So as women age, they go through menopause, and then when they go through menopause, there is a drop in estrogen. Estrogen has the ability to revitalize the tissues that surround the urethra, And therefore, it's suggested that women who have urinary frequency, particularly the ones and even frequent urinary tract infections, that they use estrogen cream that's applied locally. And estradiol is a natural estrogen. It's not like Premarin, you know, which is synthetic estrogen you take by mouth. So it's perfectly fine to take, and I often prescribe it. Sometimes I prescribe estriol, which is a different form of estrogen that is actually even safer. It's fine to take. There is minimal, rare risk of stimulating the tissue in, if you haven't had a hysterectomy already, if you still have a uterus, of stimulating the tissue there. And so therefore it's warranted to, if you have like breakthrough bleeding or something from the treatment, to go see your OBGYN or to get monitored because of potential risk for uterine cancer by applying this. But usually it doesn't take very much estradiol cream, you know, maybe applying it for a couple of weeks nightly and then, you know, two or three times weekly to maintain the integrity of the tissue around the urethra, thus reducing the risk of urinary frequency and leakage. Other things you can do, you know, pay attention to your diet, you know, things like alcohol, coffee, certain foods in children, dairy foods particularly. These are foods that can sometimes stimulate urinary urgency, and therefore sometimes a diet change is warranted also. But, you know, I'm perfectly in agreement with that strategy. That seems sound. That's a good way to go. It's going to help. All right. 877-726-8255, our number, I'll remind you. And new research suggesting that drinking coffee might lengthen life. Now, I've been a little skeptical of some of these studies before because there's studies that say, well, you drink 4, 5, 6 cups of coffee and you're going to live a long time. Well, you know, show me someone who is in their 80s or 90s who can still drink 4 or 5 cups of coffee, and I'll show you a pretty healthy, robust individual. So maybe it's what's called reverse causation. Correlation is not necessarily causation, but there's reason to believe, according to a new study in the Annals of Internal Medicine, that people who drink coffee are protected from dying. They were up to 30% less likely to die if they drank 1.5 to 3.5 cups of coffee per day. The benefit tapered off for those drinking more than 4.5 cups of coffee per day. Don't drink coffee if it causes you insomnia, jitters, but coffee may be a major source of antioxidants, particularly for people who don't eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables or take high flavanol cocoa or tea. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients. I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Allerc. I like them so much I took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. I use them myself and in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But You'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrol's chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrols.com. That's flavonatrols.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And you can call in anytime you like this hour or next, or you can call when we're not on the air, and you can leave a message, and we'll take up your question later. Some of those questions coming up, but let's talk about hormone replacement therapy. Hormone replacement therapy has gone through several iterations. That is estrogen replacement therapy with or without progesterone for women at the time of menopause or after a hysterectomy. And at first it was billed as God's gift to women. And it was suggested that women were defective after menopause. Let's look at some very, very famous women throughout history who were very, very influential and probably were not on hormone replacement therapy. Maggie Thatcher, Queen Elizabeth, although we don't know exactly their medical histories, they did pretty well without hormone replacement therapy. For women who have terrible hot flashes, for women who have extreme brain fog, for women who have sexual problems, extreme vaginal dryness and pain on intercourse, sleep problems, hormone replacement therapy can be a godsend. And so a lot of women were placed on hormone replacement therapy, the popular drug at the time, around the turn of the 20th century, as we went into the 21st century, was something called PremPro, which is synthetic estrogen, Premarin, plus a synthetic progesterone. And then it was found, to the great dismay of people who studied these things, that hormone replacement therapy increased the risk of cardiovascular disease. And so abruptly, as the message went out, millions of women who were contentedly taking their hormone replacement therapy were precipitously taken off it and deprived of its benefits and went through insomnia, hot flashes, sexual problems, etc. Because it was the new think that hormone replacement therapy increased the risk of heart attacks. Well, they reanalyzed that data a few years later, and what they found is that, yes, in older women, perhaps women who start hormone replacement therapy in their 70s, who are already at risk for cardiovascular disease, there's a slight blood thickening effect of especially synthetic estrogen taken by mouth. And just as women who take oral contraceptives, younger women are at higher risk for strokes. It turns out that older women taking hormones may have been at higher risk for heart attacks. But in general, there are benefits in terms of the heart for women taking hormone replacement therapy. So they rethought that. But then they said, look, we ought to reserve it for special cases because hormones are dangerous. I mean, after all, estrogen is what stimulates breast cancer. A lot more women than men have breast cancer. They have more estrogen. Hence, don't give women estrogen after menopause. Well, they're now studying this. And there's a new study out which has appeared in the scientific journal Menopause, entirely devoted to the study of treatments for menopause. And the headline here is, data on cancer risk from hormone therapy, quote, reassuring, menopause experts say. And so they distinguish between estrogen alone versus estrogen plus progesterone. Now, normally, women who have a hysterectomy, they think they don't need progesterone because progesterone is what keeps the lining of the uterus from proliferating under the influence of estrogen and transforming into cancer cells causing uterine or endometrial cancer. And so it is a must in women who still have an intact uterus to prescribe progesterone when you're prescribing estrogen. But for women who have no hysterectomy, it is said that it's just okay to prescribe estrogen. I don't do that. I prescribe progesterone even in women who supposedly don't need it because they don't have a uterus, because progesterone Especially natural progesterone has a lot of benefits. We'll come back to the effects of progesterone on breast cancer in a moment. But progesterone has a role in skin elasticity and bone strength. It also has an impact on female sexuality, a positive one. It raises epidermal growth factor, which is a repair factor, and it helps to sustain stem cells for tissue regeneration. It reduces spasm and relaxes smooth muscle, and thereby it can be helpful in asthma. It's anti-inflammatory, and it helps to regulate the immune response. It protects the gallbladder, and it may affect gum health. So progesterone has a variety of potential benefits. But the problem is that when hormone replacement therapy, standard hormone replacement therapy, is prescribed, it's prescribed with synthetic estrogen, or even when it's prescribed with natural estrogen, it's prescribed with synthetic progesterone, so-called Prempro pill. It's a combo pill, estrogen with progesterone. It's what's called a progestogen. And so what they found in this study in the journal Menopause is that estrogen alone did not increase the risk of breast cancer, but estrogen when prescribed with a progestogen, a phony synthetic progesterone, somewhat increased the risk for breast cancer. But I never prescribe, and many enlightened OBGYNs and certainly integrative doctors no longer prescribe synthetic progestogens, which, by the way, are associated with weight gain and water retention and mood problems. Micronized progesterone, natural micronized progesterone, has benefits in terms of relaxing and in terms of helping insomnia. It actually works on GABA receptors in a way similar to benzodiazepine medications, drugs like Valium, but milder, certainly, and not addictive. It tends to have sort of a chill pill effect, as women will sometimes note during pregnancy. They feel very mellow because their body is surging in production of natural progesterone. So the authors note that not all progestogens, medications that protect the uterus against estrogen-stimulated cancer, carry equal breast cancer risk. It appears that estrogen combined with micronized progesterone does not increase breast cancer risk to the same degree as other combinations, if at all. So the bottom line here is they say, let's replace fear with knowledge. Most healthy women under age 60 or within 10 years of having their last period and having bothersome symptoms can take hormone therapy without fear at menopause, whether they're taking estrogen alone or combined with progesterone, especially natural progesterone. And, but, you know, a caution is that if you have a strong family history of breast cancer, if you've had breast abnormalities, precancerous cells, if you've had breast cancer, that's a caution flag, and that we don't want additional hormone stimulation to your breast if you're at high risk. But women with normal mammograms, with negligible family history, they do just fine. They just require a little more observation and monitoring to make sure that breast changes aren't occurring. So if you're having terrible symptoms, don't be afraid of hormone replacement therapy, especially with natural estrogen. I prefer the patches or the topical creams, along with micronized progesterone, which has benefits in and of itself for skin, for mood, for a lot of functions that are necessary to maintain health into your senior years. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, here's something, a tip for recreational athletes. A couple of things that you're told to do after a hard workout, and many sports teams subscribe to this, and, you know, people who train for athletic endeavors, is take protein right after you exercise, particularly if you're doing some kind of hard resistance training. But, you know, even up to like a really long bike ride or a very long swim or after an event like a triathlon, right away take some protein because it's going to go right into your muscles and it's going to help with those tired muscles recover, and it will help with protein synthesis so you can have bigger, stronger muscles. So that's a given. That's acknowledged. But another thing that is done, and that you see this all the time, you see like the athletes after a football game, they jump into an ice water bath. I mean, I don't know how they do it. I mean, I sometimes jump into the ocean, you know, after a long run or after a long bike ride, and it feels good, you know, kind of cools down your sore muscles. But this is, we're talking really cold water immersion, you know, sometimes in a bathtub of ice cubes. What they say here, they studied it. Cold water immersion during recovery from resistance type exercise lowers the capacity of the muscle to take up and or direct dietary protein derived amino acids towards muscle synthesis. In other words, muscle building is hampered by that cold shock. There's no question that it feels good. It reduces inflammation. It may have an effect on what's called DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. So yeah, fine, but you may, for the transient benefit in terms of discomfort, the trade-off may be that, if you're aiming to improve skeletal muscle conditioning, you should maybe rethink applying cooling as part of your post-exercise recovery strategy. And this is a recommendation that, you know, hopefully will be taken up by sports teams, because it seems heroic. You know, you see the quarterback jump into a big tub with ice cubes and gritting their teeth as they cool down. But it may impair their muscle development, which is an important part of conditioning. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. That line is open, and we got a call from John in Florida. Welcome, John. How you doing?
I'm doing good, doctor. How you doing?
Thanks for calling. What's up?
Well, I read an article. My wife is having a problem where she just had blood work done and she's low on iron. And it seems like she's anemic. And I read an article that you had a similar problem some years ago And I wanted to give you the numbers that she has right now.
Go for it.
For the past 3 or 4 months, she just doesn't have much energy. The numbers are for some blood work she had done. Her total iron is 29. Her binding capacity is 452. Her, I believe it's saturation is 6.
Right.
And her ferritin is 4.
Okay, so hold on there. So for a listening audience, what you're describing is numbers that definitely suggest iron deficiency anemia. Do you have her blood counts, what her hemoglobin and her hematocrit are?
This was taken a few months ago. They didn't run this on the latest blood counts, but her hemoglobin previously was 10.6. Her hematocrit, it looks like, was 33.
Okay, so that's low. So what she definitely has iron deficiency anemia. So the numbers that you give, I mean, iron and iron binding capacity, and then you divide one by the other, you get a percent saturation, which is 6. It needs to be 20 or more. Ferritin, which is what, 4. That's extremely low. So she does have iron deficiency anemia. How old is your wife?
She is 59.
So she's past menopause, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So she has iron deficiency anemia in the absence of menstrual bleeding. Did she get a workup for GI blood loss? Has she been to a gastroenterologist to see if she's losing blood from her GI tract? Does she have hemorrhoids? Does she have any form of bleeding?
She does not have any form of bleeding. She did have an operation done about 4 months ago. She had some plastic surgery, like a facelift, that she was under for probably 4 or 5 hours.
That shouldn't do it. Okay. So what did the doctor do with these numbers down there in Florida, where sometimes medicine is a little bit, not so rigorous, in my opinion?
He had her take, she is taking some iron supplements. Is it 27 milligrams a day? Is that what you're taking? She's taking multivitamins with B complex.
Okay. So, I mean, that sounds like a little kind of weak tea for the condition that she has. 27 milligrams per day is a very low iron supplement. Is she seeing an integrative doctor? So you're seeing a regular conventional doctor? What kind of person is,
She's seeing an integrated doctor.
Yeah, I got to say, the care there is substandard. One thing you can do is for a while you can try iron supplementation, but you need to be more aggressive. It's true that I talked about this situation years ago when I broke my leg, and between the hip fracture and the surgery to implant a titanium rod. I lost about half my blood count. So my blood counts and my iron levels were far worse than your wife was when I came out of surgery, and I felt weak as a kitten. I just felt woozy, lightheaded, and, brain fog and so on, which happens when you have iron deficiency. And so I started taking iron supplements, but because I had been in pain, I was taking painkillers. Painkillers make you constipated, and the iron makes you even more constipated. So I said, I can't take these iron supplements at high doses. I just began eating a ton of dietary iron. I had liver, I had steak, I had lamb chops, virtually 3 meals a day of like high iron foods. And it took a couple of months, but my anemia improved. And then by, 3 or 4 months into it, my blood counts had normalized. But the concern is that your wife's not getting enough iron, and that also we're not looking for causes of iron deficiency. Now, unless she's a vegan, that she's on some raw foods diet, juicing and eating salads, she should be absorbing iron. And so she, pretty soon, if she's not improving her iron levels, if they continue to be low and she remains anemic, she needs GI workup. And, I experienced this with a patient recently who's a young guy, a strapping young fellow, who said he was tired. We did a blood test. He turned out to have low iron. And I said, before we just give you iron supplements, let's give you a GI workup. Turned out he had colon cancer. I'm not saying that's the case, but it's, really have to kind of be alert to that. And I'd be a little bit more proactive than this doctor has been. I got to go to make an announcement. Thank you for your call. And let us know give us a follow-up call in a couple of months when we see what's going on here. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. And that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Now, Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. And among them, several stand out for their cardio health support. Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6. I have it in front of me. It's got great ingredients, hawthorn extract, carnitine, grapeseed extract, coenzyme Q10, and vitamin K2. These stand out for their cardiovascular benefits, along with natokinase and ubiquinol. So you can access these products. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're also available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine.